fifth Sunday in Lent, year A. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord says this, I am now going to open your graves. I shall raise you from your graves, my people, and lead you back to the soil of Israel. And you will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, my people, and put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will resettle you on your own soil. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done this, declares the Lord God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the sound of my pleadings. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, should mark our faults, Lord, who could stand? But with you is found forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. I hope in his word. My soul is intent on the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. More than watchmen for daybreak, let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord there is merciful love, in him is plentiful redemption. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Those who live by the flesh cannot be pleasing to God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies too, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me will not die forever. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a sick man named Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary, the sister of the sick man Lazarus, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. The sisters sent this message to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. On hearing this, Jesus said, This sickness will not lead to death, but is for God's glory, so that through it the Son of God may be glorified. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that he was sick, he stayed where he was for 2 more days. Then after this, he said to the disciples, Let us go back to Judea. The disciples said, Rabbi, just now the Jews were trying to stone you. Are you going back there again? Jesus replied, Are there not 12 hours in the day? No one who walks in the daytime stumbles, having the light of this world to see by. Anyone who walks around at night stumbles, having no light as a guide. He said that and then added, Our friend Lazarus is at rest. I am going to wake him up. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he is at rest, he will be saved. Jesus had been speaking of the death of Lazarus, but they thought that by rest he meant sleep. So Jesus put it plainly, Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Then Thomas, known as the twin, said to the other disciples, Let us also go to die with him. On arriving, Jesus found that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days already. Bethany is only about 3 kilometers from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. Mary remained sitting in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will grant whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me, even though that person dies, will live. And no one who lives and believes in me will ever die. Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into this world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying quietly, "The Master is here and is calling you." Hearing this, Mary got up quickly and went to him. Jesus had not yet come into the village. He was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews, who were in the house comforting Mary, seeing her get up quickly and go out, followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was, seeing him, she fell at his feet, saying, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also, he was distressed in spirit and profoundly moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how he loved him." Some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have prevented this man from dying?" Again, inwardly distressed, Jesus reached the tomb. It was a cave, closed by a stone. Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, there is already a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus replied, "Have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took the stone away. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing my prayer. I myself knew that you hear me always, but I speak for the sake of all the crowd standing around me, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with strips of material, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what he did believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.